This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Sunday said the Indian Army is carrying out targeted strikes on terror launch pads along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir and eliminating the Pakistani infiltrators before they cross over to the Indian side. The Indian Armed Forces are prepared for all contingencies, and I can assure the country that we are prepared to defend our sovereignty from adversarial forces in all scenarios, he said. As you would have gathered from the operations along the LOC in the last 2 weeks, we are dominating the enemy through targeted intelligence-based strikes on their launch pads and eliminating them before they set foot on Indian soil, Singh said. Army Chief General M.M. Narwane visited various forward locations along the LOC on Thursday and Friday to take stock of situation along the frontiers and directed the Army to maintain maximum vigil to foil any attempt by Pakistan to push terrorists into the Indian side. Military sources said a number of terror launch pads along the Pakistani side of the line of control were destroyed by the Indian Army in the last few days. India has been retaliating strongly to the Pakistani misadventure by targeting terror launch pads and ammunition storage across the LOC. Recently, the Kerran sector was the scene of a deadly operation in which 5 elite army commandos laid down their lives while eliminating a group of infiltrating militants. There have been frequent incidents of ceasefire violation by the Pakistani side since India announced its decision to withdraw special status of Jammu and Kashmir and bifurcate the state into 2 union territories in August last year. Pakistan often resorts to ceasefire violations to push militants into the Indian side. Indian troops have also been retaliating to Pakistani actions under its policy of hot pursuit. According to official figures, Pakistani troops resorted to 3,200 instances of ceasefire violations in Jammu and Kashmir in 2019, which was the highest in the last 16 years. Of these, 1,565 ceasefire violations took place since between August and December after India reorganized Jammu and Kashmir. In 2018, Jammu and Kashmir recorded 2,936 instances of ceasefire violations by Pakistan. And an FIR was registered against a Twitter user for allegedly threatening to shoot Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, police said on Sunday. Based on a complaint lodged by Congress worker Pankaj Dwivedi at Kotwali Police Station in Basti District, the case was registered under Section 506 of the IPC, or Punishment for Criminal Intimidation, and Section 66 of the IT Act on Friday, they said. According to the complainant, he had posted a news report on the microblogging site about Congress General Secretary Priyanka Vadra writing a letter to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, in which she asked him to set up a task force for revival of the economic situation in the state. Reacting to his tweet, the accused, with the Twitter handle ArtiPandeyUP51, threatened to shoot Priyanka Vadra. This act comes under the category of crime, and hence you are requested to take cognizance and initiate appropriate action, Dwivedi said in his complaint. The convener of UP Congress's media department, Lalan Kumar, said 2 days have gone by and police are yet to make any arrest in the case. And the Resident Doctors Association of All India Institute of Medical Sciences on Sunday knocked the doors of Union Health Minister Harshvardhan over caste and gender-based harassment of a doctor at the institute. In the letter, the association said, "We would like to bring to your kind notice a serious event of caste and gender-based discrimination of a senior resident of CDER Ames. The behavior of the administration and the institute committee led the resident to take an extreme step of inflicting self-harm." The association, led by its president Adarsh Pratap Singh, stated that the doctor made several appeals but adequate action was not taken. She has also written to the Women's Grievance Cell and SCST Welfare Cell at Ames New Delhi and National SCST Commission New Delhi, but no appropriate action has been taken. The association appealed to the administration and the ministries concerned to address the injustice at the earliest. "We look upon you for justice to prevail and ensure such actions do not happen again," they wrote. A 38-year-old woman was killed by a tiger in Pauni Forest in Bhandara district of Maharashtra early on Sunday, officials said. This is the 4th such incident that has happened within a week in Vidarbha region of the state, they said. The incident took place in Moza Sawarla forest range between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. when the woman had gone to collect mahua flowers. The place is around 2.5 kilometers from her village, the forest department said in a statement. She had gone to collect the flowers along with her husband when a tiger attacked her and killed her on the spot, it said. After being alerted about the incident, Deputy Conservator of Forest Bhandara, Vivek Hoshing, and other forest department staff rushed to the spot. The woman's body was sent for post-mortem and an immediate financial assistance of ₹25,000 was given to the family of the deceased, the statement said. On Saturday, a 32-year-old woman was killed by a tiger in the Tirora forest range in Gondia district, while on Thursday morning, a 40-year-old villager was killed by a tiger in Aramuri forest range in Garchiroli district. On April 13, a 56-year-old man was killed by a tiger in Ghatpindri village in Pench Tiger Reserve near Nagpur, the official said. And China's Guangzhou Evergrande Club announced that work has begun on an eye-catching 100,000-seater stadium, which would be the largest football stadium in the world. Designed in a lotus flower shape, the stadium is scheduled to cost $1.7 billion and to be completed by the end of 2022. Work began last Thursday with the goal to become a world-class new landmark comparable to the Sydney Opera House and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, and an important symbol of Chinese football going to the world. According to president of real estate conglomerate Evergrande, Xia Haijun, Guangzhou Evergrande played at the 60,000-seater Tianhe Stadium since 2011. The 100,000 capacity would surpass the 99,354 capacity of Barcelona's Camp Nou, currently the largest soccer-only stadium in the world. The design of the new stadium is the work from the Shanghai-based American designer Hassan Saeed, following an initial concept from the Evergrande Group chairman Xu Jiayin. The lotus flower design originates from Guangzhou's status as the flower city. The stadium includes 16 VVIP private rooms, 152 VIP private rooms, a FIFA area, an athletes area, a media area and a press room. According to ESPN, Shia told reporters that Evergrande plans to construct between 3 and 5 more stadiums with capacities of 80,000 to 100,000 around China to address the lack of facilities that could host a World Cup someday. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.